Now, many of us have probably noticed more and more solar panels popping up on rooftops, but imagine 271 acres of them on your doorstep. That was nearly the reality for residents in Powick, where plans for a 271-acre solar farm were on the table, but they've now been thrown out. The development, spanning four parcels of land between Worcester and Malvern, faced opposition over concerns about its impact on the landscape, local wildlife, road safety, and potential fire risks linked to battery storage systems. The plans submitted last year by German construction giant RWE went through public consultation with Malvern District Council, which concluded in March. However, it has now been declined. Malvern Hills District Council said while it recognised the importance of renewable energy, the scale and siting of this scheme would cause unacceptable harm to, amongst other things, the landscape and key views of the Malvern Hills National Landscape. The proposal had faced opposition from a group of local campaigners called Preserving Powick Land and Nature, or PPLAN. Our reporter Gavin Kermack met up with two of them, husband and wife Peter Loder and Joe Loder Young, to find out why they were so against it.
The fields over there, they'd all be covered, as would the fields that run behind the trees that we can see over there. And then behind the white cottages, that field, that's just about a third of the site because it extends the other side of the A449. So this view would be compromised, but more importantly, there's a network of public rights of way that would be impacted, and the views, you would lose the views pretty much of the Malvern Hills from those footpaths because the solar panels are about 2.8 metres high. So unless you were a giant, you wouldn't be able to see over the top of them.
I mean, just to give an idea of the scale, this is a large area that we're talking about that would have been covered with solar panels, isn't it?
Yeah, what we're looking at is about a third of it, so probably about 80 or 90 acres, 270 acres in total, which is about 170 or so football pitches. So clearly, if you're standing on top of the Malvern Hills, that's a huge area that you would see of an unnatural material, i.e. the solar panels.
There are some areas of green land where you might give up for solar panels. Very poor quality land, which won't grow anything. Very flat land that's away from everybody, so it doesn't impact public rights away, which are considered an amenity. But this is particularly ridiculous because it's in the setting of the Malvern Hills, and the Malvern Hills have been made a national landscape, an area of outstanding natural beauty, because their special feature is a wonderful view from an elevated place over the plains of Worcestershire and the rolling hills of Herefordshire. We had a resurgence in the economy in Malvern in the last 5 years. New restaurants, boutique shops, hotels are doing well because of the visitors, but they won't come if you ruin it. So that's particularly important. But farming is also important. Why aren't we growing crops? Why aren't we breeding sheep in these fields? Because farming is in such a terrible place. We're importing food because our farmers can't compete with cheaper prices. Farmers now just can't do anything to make money on their land. So of course they're willing to give land for solar panels. Where are we going to get our food from if we've already plastered our farmland with solar panels?
As you say, farmers are struggling. I mean, if they're happy to give up their land to a project like this and get a nice chunk of money for it, should we not let them do that?
Well, apparently, according to one analyst, we've spent, since the renewable energy craze took off, about $220 billion on renewable energy, mainly through subsidies. If we'd given some of that subsidy and continued to give some of that subsidy to farmers, then maybe we could compete and actually have a lot more domestically grown farm produce. But frankly, I can well understand, given that that isn't the circumstances, why if you were a farmer, you may take that option, but I think it's the wrong setup that we've got that encourages that sort of behaviour amongst farmers.
There is a push for renewable energy, clean energy. Most people, I think, would agree is a good thing. So it does need to go somewhere. It sounds like you're not disputing that necessarily.
No, that's right. I think I can probably speak on behalf of all of the PPLAN members and say we're all in favour of energy that is clean, affordable and secure. And as Joe has said, putting solar on the roofs of houses meets a lot of those criteria because it reduces people's energy bills. So who wouldn't be in favour of that? I think the problem here is it's not secure because the sun doesn't always shine, so it's not particularly efficient. It's not affordable. We spent masses of money on subsidies, as we've already said, and indeed, if you look at your own energy bill, I'm sure you'll find that it's been rising over the last few years as we've increased the amount of energy that comes from these sources, so it doesn't seem to be particularly affordable either.
Some would say this is a classic case of NIMBYism. Someone wants to build something on your doorstep and you're not happy about it. What do you say to that?
Well, it actually doesn't affect our house very much. We could see it from upstairs in the winter time when there are no leaves on the trees, but it won't reduce the value of our house. There are people in the village for whom that would be the case, not for us. For me, it just really got under my skin that they were going to put this on farmland when they're not asking us to put them on roofs. All those warehouses, they're not asking them to put them on roofs. It's just the wrong way around. That's my answer. I'm not a NIMBY. I just don't want our environment ruined for all the wrong reasons.
That's Peter Loader and Joe Loader-Young, campaigners with Preserving Powick Land and Nature, speaking to our reporter Gavin Kermack.